This week, every form of media, from Facebook and radio to TV and magazines, has but one mission: deliver to us a magical Thanksgiving where we breeze through cooking the feast and appear at the table looking like we've just gotten back from vacation. One of the champs in this realm is Adam Rappaport, dynamite home cook and editor-in-chief of Bon Appetit magazine. Adam, this is becoming an annual event. Welcome back.
That's good. Wait, we do Thanksgiving every year? Hold on, what?
Well, Adam, I want to talk about the What Can I Bring guide that you've done.
Yeah, I think either you're a guest at Thanksgiving and you always want to, hey, what can I bring? I want to contribute somehow. But it's a tricky question. It's not such an obvious answer. You can't just show up with a bottle of wine. You need to think about it.
Well, okay. What are the basic rules?
Do not bring a dish of food unless asked to bring a dish of food. There's nothing more annoying than, like, hey, I made this casserole. You're like, yeah, but we already have three casseroles. We don't need your casserole. Like, the host obviously spent a lot of time making a menu. Be mindful of that. So if they ask you to bring something, great, or say, can I bring a dish? Is there anything you'd like me to bring to help out?
What about this idea? You say here, guests shall not chop. What does this mean?
You cook, right? Stay out of the kitchen. Unless, don't be the person that says, hey, do you got a cutting board I can borrow? And do you have an extra time around? I need some butter. And it's like, no. Like, it's okay to bring a dish, but the dish should either be assembled. We also talk about maybe you want to bring a salad and everything's ready to go in little plastic baggies and all you need to do is toss it together. You should also bring your own vessel. So if you're bringing a salad, bring it in a salad bowl. If you're bringing a side that you've been asked to bring, have a side container to put it in. Don't ask the dish, like, do you got a big pot or bowl I can borrow? Like, chances are all those bowls and pots are already spoken for.
Yeah, I have to say, I mean, I think everybody's been in this position at one point or another where you're already struggling.
Yeah, don't complicate matters. And don't say, can I heat this up? It's like, you know what? There's a turkey in the oven and there's probably some, like, sweet potatoes also. Your dish is not getting in there. That real estate is spoken for. Sorry, you got me all riled up, Lynn.
Well, I can understand. You know, either bring your own small oven or the devil with it. How about this thing about wine? Because it's tricky, isn't it? Everybody thinks to bring a bottle of wine.
Well, first of all, if you're going to bring wine, if you're going to bring really good wine, make sure it's clear that it's not to be served at the dinner table. Because if you bring them a beautiful bottle of Burgundy or Bordeaux, that's going to get thrown in there with the other 10 bottles they've got going, and they're not even going to realize that they're serving a really good bottle of wine. So it's like, wrap it up, put a little bow on it, say, hey, guys, this is for you for later. Enjoy whenever you'd like. Or if they do want you to bring a bottle to serve at the dinner, say, hey, what kind of wine would you like me to bring? What are you serving? And they said, oh, well, maybe either bring a Gruner Veltliner for the white course, or we are doing American Pinot Noir.
Right.
We love something from Oregon. And so if you're going to bring a white to be drunk, make sure it's chilled and make sure the red makes sense within the scope of the meal. People who love food think out the menu. They think out the wine plan. Listen to them. Ask them for their input.
Great thought. How about the idea of flowers?
I love flowers. They should not be fragrant ever. They also should be cut short enough that if you want to put them on the table, you're not sort of looking over and around mm-hmm. them to see the person mm-hmm. opposite you. We also say, you know, bring them in a container, a vase of some sort that you're okay with leaving there. So maybe it's a cute little ball jar or something, or those beautiful, like, sort of San Marzano tomato cans that you can sort of creatively use as a vase. But don't bring your crystal vase that you expect to bring home at the end of the night.
Exactly. Okay, let's now switch the whole thing. What could you bring? Some ideas maybe we haven't thought of.
What else? I mean, I love the morning after, something to think about. You know, the hosts are putting so much effort into the meal itself. Like, well, what about the next morning? It's like we talked about, maybe you make a beautiful homemade pancake mix that they can cook the next morning. A beautiful loaf of, like, Pullman bread for those leftover turkey sandwiches. Maybe some Duke's mayonnaise, the favorite of the South. Beautiful coffee. Coffee is great. Not everything has to be about the meal itself, because a lot of times, like I said, the host has already done the work. They've got the meal taken care of. But what about the next day or whatnot? And then there's just gifts. One of our editors had a great idea of bringing a cool little guest book where everyone can sign their name and talk about it. And that can sort of become a tradition for every time the host hosts a dinner party. They have a little guest book that their guests and friends can sign.
I like that idea, because this is something I don't think people think about. And it makes for such great memories.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's going to be happening at the Rappaport House this year?
God, Lynn, you're going to shoot me, but we have not locked in a plan yet. So there's my wife and our 7-year-old son, and then my mom, who's a very spry, go-getter 80-year-old who's actually off to Cuba on Saturday following Thanksgiving.
Bless her.
She did not want to go down to D.C. with my brother and sister, so she needs to be in her home. She likes to pack. She's one of those types who packs 3 days ahead and then, you know, just counting the hours.
Mm-hmm.
We might go to a friend's, quote-unquote, Friendsgiving, as the kids say these days, out in Brooklyn and whatnot, where it's like you're not going home, so you invite your friends over and everyone brings a dish and, you know, you sit around and drink craft beer and whatever, like the,
right,
and talk
right
about your beards. And so we might do that and bring my mom along.
It sounds like, you know, I like that idea.
She's a very hip 80-year-old, so I don't worry about her. Give her a Doers on the Rocks and she's good to go.
Now, this reminds me, a friend of mine said to me, one of the things, he said, everybody does Thanksgiving. We've all had it. We've done it. And he had a movie party. He invited
cool
a bunch of friends, and he picked a film he thought they'd all love, and they all went to the movies. And then after that, they went out for, I think it was pizza. And they
That's
all
great.
And they gave thanks for the fact that they didn't have to cook anything. And they did. And they had a wonderful time.
I do think it's important to mix it up. Michael Chabon, the Pulitzer Prize-winning author, wrote a beautiful essay for us a few years ago in Bon Appetit about doing something different every now and then, and about not – if you do the same thing over and over and over again, you almost become inured to it. You take it for granted. It just becomes by rote. If you shake it up, all of a sudden you become more appreciative for what a special holiday is and your friends and your family. So if you're not with them 1 year – they might get a little hurt, but when you come back the next year, you'll be that much more appreciative and you really will give thanks and it'll be a heartfelt thanks.
That's a lovely idea. And may you have a lovely time with the beard and the beards and the craft beer and your mother and the whole family. And thanks a lot.
Thank you so much, Lynn.
Take care. Adam Rappaport is editor-in-chief of Bon Appetit. Find some Turkey Day recipes from Bon Appetit at splendidtable.org.